Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. I am your host as every week, and I have a very distinguished and special lady here on the show to interview, and her name is Meredith Smith. And Meredith is a dream interpreter, and she has written a few books. And I saw her invitation to do an interview with her, and I thought, this is the one, this is going to be very interesting. So welcome to the show, Meredith.
Thank you for having me on.
Yes, it's a great pleasure to have you on, and I have done some my homework, some research on the internet, and I found that the books you wrote, the descriptions I have seen, because, you know, dreaming is one of my interests. I think in this time that we live now, our dreams are also related to the coming first contact with the star nations, and that's where I want to shoot off with the first question. What are your experiences with malevolent beings from space, and how do they relate to your dreams?
Well, that's a really good question. I am very connected with the Arcturians, and if anybody knows a little bit or anything about the Arcturians, they actually do most of their work, their contact work with humans through dreams. And so this is something that I recently discovered over the past couple of years. So the past 35 years, since I was very young, I constantly would have these dreams in which I would communicate with all different types of beings, whether they were in human form or if they were in form of what we call ETs, and other higher dimensional beings, ascended masters, angels, and so forth. But what I didn't realize until recently, in the past couple of years, that my main contacts have been the Arcturians. And I unraveled this information from one of my dreams in which I kept seeing the color. I'm very connected to the color blue, and so are the Arcturians. And it wasn't my time to know this information until recently, in which I had been speaking with them, and then they finally presented themselves and saying that we are Arcturians, and we've been helping you all these years. You weren't ready until now to find out this information. And so since then, I do a lot of my healing work, even in waking, and I have a couple of the Arcturians who are always with me. And it's pretty fantastic information, and there's some great books out there on the Arcturians, and a lot of my own reconnecting in my dream time or re-energizing or my own healing is done on this other dimensional realm in which the Arcturians exist. And so my understanding is I'm not only connected with them, but I am one of them. And so I go back to this dimensional realm in the sixth dimension. And it's this big, beautiful lake surrounded by mountains. And the color blue is very vibrant. And it's all around in the scenery. And the lake is like a crystal bluish green. And the mountains are white capped. And you know that it's cold, but it's not the sense of cold that we feel in the wintertime. It's a different type of cold. Like, you see the snow, but you can be in your pure form and you swim in this beautiful lake. And that's how I reconnect or re-energize, and they bring me there. So it's pretty awesome.
Yes, it's beautiful to hear. I must tell you that my favorite color has always been and still is blue as well. Somehow I think that blue is has a very high vibration in the light spectrum. And when I think about the universe and distant planets, when I fantasize about it, I often see blue as well.
Yeah, and you know, I have learned too in the past few months that blue is the color, the energy color that not only the Arcturians, but other ETs and other higher dimensional beings are coming down and are using to help humans raise their vibration and to raise their consciousness and to connect with us. So blue is the color, the energy color that is being used that people don't even realize it. I've talked to friends and clients where they say, I see these flashes of blue. You know, I've never, you know, blue is just been the color blue, but lately I've been feeling more connected to blue. So it makes sense that you too are, you know, you feel very connected to the color blue. And also Archangel Metatron, I don't know if you know much about the Archangels. That's Archangel.
Yes, yes. I often read different channeling from different sources, and the ones that resonate with me, I read from Archangel Michael, Metatron, Gabriel, all of them.
And those are the same. And I didn't realize that my Archangel was Metatron. I had never even heard of Metatron before. And so when that all unraveled in a dream for me last winter, I found out that the Arcturians are also very connected to Archangel Metatron. And they
Yes, especially because of the geometry. And I understood that crop circles are being created by the Arcturians, and Archangel Metatron is also connected to geometry, to sacred geometry, I must say. And the sacred geometry you find in crystals, in crop circles, and so yes, I see the connection, yes.
Oh, that's so cool. I will admit I don't know too much about the sacred geometry. I'm always intrigued by crop circles and, you know, read the articles and try and do my own type of tapping in to figure out who. But I didn't realize that about, I'll have to go find some books on sacred geometry and read some more.
Yes.
And
I can give you a hint. There's a guy in Holland, he's an artist. He makes art from crop circles. In fact, he's receiving these images, these geometrical images from the Arcturians. His name is, I forgot his name. It will come in a minute, his name. But he's receiving these images, and he made a DVD with his sacred geometry called Arcturian Frequencies. If you Google Arcturian Frequencies, you will find his work.
Yes,
very interesting.
Huh, yeah. Oh, that's fascinating. Oh, I'm excited now. I love connecting with other people with, you know, that are, especially with Arcturians, and then are creating these amazing, you know, manifesting such higher vibrational art and books and, you know, just communicating. I actually have a small group of healer friends that are very connected to the Pleiadians and the Galactic Federation. And I know some about the Galactic Federation. I know a little bit about the Pleiadians. But I, right now, I've just really done a lot of my communication and a lot of my connection and research with the Arcturians.
Can you maybe elaborate and talk a bit about your communications with the Arcturians, how they are and what they say to you? What message they have for humanity? You want to share that with us?
Oh, sure. Well, a lot of my communication is in my dream time, because that's where I do most of my work. And so whenever I have any type of distant healing or dreaming to do for somebody else that asks me to, or even when I'm seeking a question or healing for myself, before I go to sleep, you know, I set the intention to meet with an Arcturian, or, you know, a few of them, depending on, you know, what's going on that night. And what I find out is that I go through a type of portal, and my portals are corridors or hallways. Sometimes they're train platforms too, but whenever I appear in any type of corridor, or on a train platform, in moments, the scene switches, and it's almost as if I have not really been taken up, but almost as if I'm teleported onto what I'm finding is the sixth dimension. And I'll never forget the first time that I was given the information in which they tried to communicate with me in such a high frequency that within my dream I was covering my ears and I was asking them to come down a notch to lower their vibration, because I couldn't understand that frequency. And so and then it shifted, and we were communicating through telepathy. The information that I have been received is that many people are what we call sleepers in the government society. To call someone a sleeper is usually, you know, not really a good thing. They usually do bad things. But I use the term sleepers because there are many Arcturians already in human form on the earth, and they're asleep. They haven't been woken up yet, so these people don't realize that they're Arcturians. But soon, because there's a shift taking place, and, you know, December 21st is just around the corner, and people are connecting and waking up to higher realms, that there's something more than this physical self. I don't know. I'm sure you've noticed that a lot of people are starting to question and starting to seek and starting to tap into their sixth sense. And so when this shift becomes more in abundance within the next year, during 2013, many of the Arcturians that came down in human form to live this life will begin to wake up, and they'll begin to vocalize. You'll start hearing more people say, "I'm an Arcturian," or "I'm a Pleiadian." I'm from this planet. And of course, there's always going to be people that are a little shocked and a little stunned. And hopefully, there's not too much trauma to the ego with someone saying that or realizing it or someone hearing that. But the purpose of doing this is they are helping. They want to be able to communicate that our soul really exists on other dimensions and we're from other places, and that our human form is not the end all. We came into our human form for our own life lessons. It is not because this is the only race in the universe or the many universes that are out there in all the other dimensional realms. And so part of my work is to, in my writings and in my dreaming, is to, when these humans, when these souls begin to wake it up in human form to realize their purpose and who they really are, my work will excel. A lot of dream workers that, you know, a lot of people that do their work in their dreams, they're going to find that they're working so much because they're going to be doing the healing and helping the transition for those sleep, the people that are waking up. So not only do a lot of dream workers help people who on the other side who are transitioning, who are deceased, but dream workers are going to find that their work is going to shift, and they're going to be helping within their dream time these humans who are wakening up and starting to speak their truth, that they are Arcturians or they are Pleiadians, and that they're here to spread the word and in living form and to help heal. That's all. Arcturians are only here, and I'm sure the Pleiadians and other ETs, other races, are here to, for the most part, to help heal the earth and to help heal the souls that are kind of trapped in their materialistic physical selves and to awaken them.
Mm-hmm. So that's I'm sure about it. I agree with you.
Yeah, so that's a lot of the messages. I get a lot of people asking me if I've heard if, you know, the world's going to come to the end on December 21st, and it's not going to come to an end. And even if it did, I mean, would it make such a big difference if we return back into our pure soulful self, into, you know, go back home or do the work on the other side? You know, it's just going to, if it did end, it will just launch us faster to get our work done. You know, we'll be working a little faster, but it's not. There's just a shift. There's a major shift that's taking place and a major awakening that's taking place.
Yes. Meredith, about dreaming, is there a way that maybe, you know, because my dreams are getting quite interesting as we approach the 21st of December, because there's a shift in consciousness taking place, do you do sessions for people? Can they contact you for a session that you can help them? Because maybe people might need you, if you are available, of course, for help as we approach the 21st.
Yes, I am available. I'm available through email, Skype, or phone if it's within the United States, this phone. And you can find me on ispeakindreams.com. And if you click on the little tab that says intuitive dream translations, it gives the information of the type of work I do. And I also have a drop-down tab that says Reiki or energy healing sessions, too. And I do a lot of distance work. Right now, I'm doing a lot of distance work because I have a lot of dreamers contacting me. So I do a lot of dream translations through email, and I'm doing a lot of writing. So I've put a lot of my in-person sessions on hold because I'm finding that I have more people outside the area that I live in that are contacting me. And so I find myself doing a lot of dreaming and a lot of typing.
Yes. So how does it go, the healing session on distance? The person contacts you, and you are dreaming and making contact with the soul of that person, with the essence. And then what kind of things can you do for that person?
So if first the person contacts me through email, and we have a little conversation, whether it's through email or Skype or phone. And then what I do is we set a date, and I first do a waking journey. So I do a waking healing. I do a meditation in which I journey into the energetic field with permission. I have to have permission of the person, the client that I'm helping. And I take a look at what's going on, depending on what their need is. Is it just healing? Do they need to receive a message or so forth? So I kind of take a look around, and I do some distance Reiki at that point. And then what happens, if they would like a dream session after that, that evening, I set my intention to contact them through my dreams. You know, I call in my guides. Arcturians are with me, Archangel Metatron. I have some dream guides that are with me too. And they help me go to, again, within my dream time, back to the energetic field of the person. And this time I go a little deeper. So I step into their energetic field. I'm very well protected. And I either speak to them directly, I speak to their guides. You know, a lot of people don't realize that their angels, their guides, whoever it is their spirit guides are with, will protect them and kind of step up front even before I speak to the client, because they want to make sure that, you know, what I'm doing is okay, and I'm not there to provide any harm, that I'm there to heal and, you know, with love and light. And so a lot of times I end up speaking with them first, the spirit guides, and then they allow me to do my work. And so if it's to retrieve a message, then I communicate that message to that person within the dream time, and then I bring it back with me upon waking. If it is to continue the healing, then depending on whatever healing works, sometimes they find that they have a spirit, a lower vibration spirit attached to them. So a lot of their mental illnesses, or their physical illnesses, or their spiritual illnesses have to do with a type of spirit attachment or spirit possession. So I do the type of work to cut the cord and send that spirit into the light and do the healing on the person so they can feel a little better and lift their vibration. Sometimes it's just some type of energy or some type of entity that's stagnant, that's been there for a while, that needs to be removed. It's kind of like going to a surgeon because you have a little tumor or so forth. You go for, you know, a day surgery or so forth. So it's kind of like I'm a surgeon too. So I, you know, remove that energy or whatever it is that may be causing a lower vibrational frequency for the client. If it is just to retrieve a message, then most likely, or I shouldn't say most likely, most of the time, the spirit guide or the angels will give me that message as soon as I'm there. They'll be like, please tell, they're not listening to us, please pass this on. I have been asked to go see if a deceased loved one is has crossed over or is in transition or is okay. If they feel like the deceased loved one is earthbound, I've had people ask me to go and help guide them into the light and to cross over. And so I will go check on that and do that. Every once in a while, there is a spirit that does not want to move on because they're too attached either to the physical world, or there's someone that's still living that is holding them, has a cord, and can't get through the grieving process. So you'll find a lot of spirits remaining on this side because of someone that's living and has so much grief. So I help work through that process. And if that's the case, then what happens is I have to do more healing on the person that's living and that's holding that grief and, you know, is kind of stuck in the grief of their lost loved one. And so I return back and pass on the messages. Sometimes this is an easy 24 hours healing and everything's taken care of. And sometimes this can take up to a week to, you know, depending on how much the person wants the healing or how low their vibration is. Sometimes you have to do this. I have to do this in pieces. So I'll go one night and then I'll wait a couple of nights and I'll go again and check back. But whether it takes one evening, one day to do this, or, you know, 7 days to do this, after I do the clearing, the healing, I retrieve the message, I always check back with the client a week later, up to 5 to 10 days later, to make sure to see how they're doing. And I will go back into my dream time and check and make sure that there is nothing else that needs to be done. So that was kind of in-depth, but that gives you an idea of the type of work that I do and am capable of doing for people. So.
Yes, so you're doing, in fact, you're doing very important healing work. So do you think that after December 21st, more people will wake up and start to become more interested in the spiritual realm and into this matter, and that you will have more work to do? Or do you see that because of the energies that are becoming more loving, that people will also heal automatically from the star beings that are coming?
I think that it's both. I think that in the beginning, I think there's going to be a kind of a rush, almost like an emergency healing, mass healing that needs to be done. So many people, many healers like myself, a lot of dream workers, will be very busy after the 21st. But I also know that there's going to be a good amount of, a good chunk of people who are going to awaken, and it's going to be such a beautiful and simple awakening that they won't need as much healing, that they will actually wake up to their soul's purpose, and they may be the healers, or they're going to find the work that they need to do. And I have found that in the past year, it's tripled the amount of people that have been awakening. I mean, a few years ago, as a dream intuitive, my work was very scarce. You know, I talk about this and people would think that I was crazy. Oh, you do that? That's absolutely insane. I don't know if you've noticed the difference in the past, even four, you know, 3-4 years. In the past year and a half, I mean, I've received a lot more inquiries, a lot more people, and I don't get the whole roll of the eyes or that woman's crazy, you know. I have people that are like, that happens to me, or wow, I really need your help, or you know, I'm starting to think about this. I have these dreams where I find myself on other realms and I'm communicating with these beings, and I don't believe that it's a projection of my mind. I really believe I'm there. And so there's been already a mass awakening, and I think that there's going to be another one on the 21st and after, for a few months after. And so a lot of people, wherever your intuitive abilities lie, because I believe everybody has intuitive abilities, it just depends on if you want to unlock that door or not. But wherever anyone's intuitive abilities lie, they're going to see it enhanced and heightened. It's going to double after the 21st. They're going to really just start having premonitions. They're going to start listening to their inner voice. They're going to be hearing their inner voice more. They're, people who are vivid dreamers are going to have more intense dreams.
Yes, I believe so too. If you are just coming in to listen, this is Martin Horst speaking on ET First Contact Radio. And my guest is Meredith Smith. She is a dream healer, a dream intuitive, and she has written books. And if you want to help the show to continue, please make a donation via the BBS Radio website. It's bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio. And there's a PayPal button there, and you can help me to continue the show. And I want to welcome you back, Meredith.
Thank you.
So maybe for the newcomers, it's important to say where they can find you and find your website.
Okay. You can find me on my website. It's also a blog, and I have tons of resources on this website. ispeakindreams.com. You can also find me on Facebook under I Speak in Dreams, and where else? On Twitter, I Speak in Dreams. I have lots of resources and postings on death and dying and afterlife communication and visitations, all different types of postings on dreams. And you can find what type of work I do and how to contact me on my website, or you can email me at dreams@ispeakindreams.com.
Wonderful. Well, for myself, Mary, the dreams have been through my life very important. And they often give me messages about what to do and what not to do the next day or with that person. Often I see very valuable warnings also to stop contact with certain people, you know, or to give more attention to my mother or somebody else. And it's really helpful. It's really interesting.
It is. I'm the exact same way as you. If I have any type of issue, if I need healing, I can just rely on my dreams to help me with that, with the healing, with any questions that I seek. It's been like that my whole life. And I also get a lot of premonitions, and I'm finding, and I think it's because of the shift that's taking place, I'm finding that a lot of my premonitions are happening more in waking than in dreaming, where before I would dream the future, whether it was the next day or, you know, a few days, a year. But now I'm seeing that my thoughts are, I'm being told, I hear a voice like this is about to happen. And then it happens, whether it's moments, days, or weeks later. And at first it kind of shocked me because that used to only happen every once in a while. But really in the past year or two, I can almost think anything or hear a voice. I hear lots of voices. I hear a voice that tells me something and bam, it happens. And it's so amazing because now I'm starting to not only cultivate it, but I'm starting to understand for myself how to react. Because I still get stunned sometimes too. Like, oh, wait, I just heard that was going to happen. So... Mm-hmm. The other day I had, last week I should say, I had a dream premonition that was very, very strong. So every once in a while, it's not only being able to dream for other people or get answers or messages for other people, but I do receive dreams in which I don't ask for whatsoever. And so I've had dreams where someone that I know is in a tragic accident and then they pass away the next day, or... they naturally pass away, and you know, I know about it. It was in my dream. They come and see me, or I see it happen, and then I hear about it the next day, or so forth. And so, last week, you know, I had an unfortunate. I call it unfortunate because it was just one of those dreams where there was nothing I could do about it, and I knew it was going to happen. I dreamt about a mall shooting that was going to take place in our area, and it really bothered me because I know how to identify now a premonition, especially something that's going to be tragic, because I wake up and I have so much anxiety and so much fear of not being able to do anything about it or to identify all the, you know, the details. And so I'm up all night long and I love to sleep. I'm a sleeper. So for me to stay up all, you know, stay up because of a dream all night long, you know, it really impacts me. And unfortunately, the dream took place 4 days later, dream premonitions, that information is very hard. It impacts me a lot because I don't, you always hear, why did this happen? And one of the things that I've learned recently, when we receive information within our dream time that ends up being tragic for other people, is that when we have these premonitions, our souls are holding the space. We're the containers. We're the conduit for the other souls that are going to be about to be in transition. Something's about to happen to them, and so I'm not alone in this. So when I dream about this, it's not that the dream is about me or I need to do anything, take action on it. It's just that my soul is doing the work. My soul is preparing those souls for their transition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty powerful.
Yes, indeed. But I understand that it must be difficult to stay up all night after such a dream. And hopefully those things will happen less or not at all in the new age, you know. Because,
right.
Meredith, I want to go to a little different subject because I myself, I'm very busy with Disclosure First Contact with the ET races, and that's also the main subject of this radio station, of our my radio program. Do you think something special will happen during December 21st or after that there will be ships in the sky, light ships? Is there a deadline for contact? Do you have any information about it?
I don't think that there's a deadline. And as humans, because we put time into our lives, it's really hard to trace. You know, when, you know, we use deadline, but ETs don't talk in that form. They don't talk with time. So it's hard for us to understand, you know, whether we're any type of healing work or any type of meditations or dreaming that we do. It's hard for us to put a time on anything because in other dimensional realms, there is no time. So the past, present, and future could be happening all at the same time. From what I'm hearing, I'm still not sure about this, but this is a conversation that I'm receiving not only in my dream time, but also with other healers that work with ETs and angels and so forth, is that the split that's going to take place is going to be where the people that have awoken will begin to rise up. And so the split's going to take place in the third dimension, where the people that haven't awoken or are very attached to their human lifestyles, their physical bodies, and their material lives, and their narrow way of thinking, or are connected with the reptilian race, are going to stay in the third dimension, stay in that low frequency. And the people that have awoken and that want to be part of this higher consciousness and these higher frequencies are going to split off and start raising up. So it's almost going to be like there's two Earths in which we live on Earth as humans together, but the people who have awoken are able to manifest with love and light and with, of course, positive intentions, anything. And their sixth sense, all their intuitive abilities are going to be so heightened that they can use those every moment that they, you know, each day. Whereas the people that haven't awoken and that prefer to live in the human, physical, lower vibrational, darker frequency will not be able to use those type of abilities. Now, at any time they can awaken and they can rise up and be with the, you know, the third dimensional people that are living in this love and light and manifesting such wonderful lives for themselves. But it's really, you know, it's really fascinating because we'll be literally side by side with each other, but I'm even hearing that they won't be able to see us almost. It's almost as if we could walk down the street and we would be able to see these people that were not connected or have a lower frequency, but they wouldn't be able to see us. I don't know if you've heard anything like that, but it's pretty fascinating.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
You have
very fascinating.
So, I mean, it would be pretty cool.
Yeah, very. I see that my experiences the last few months and years that some people don't really notice me somehow, and very occasionally I meet people where I'm really connected with, and for example, I do not often go to a terrace on a bar to drink a coffee or to be in town, but when I do it, I meet somebody and I talk about 2012 and the shift and everything that's happening. A couple of weeks ago, I sat down to drink a coffee and there was a lady, and I never saw her before, and we started talking, and one of the first words that we used was about the shift going to happen. And So I think starseeds or dreamers are supposed to meet each other somehow.
Yes. And that's how it's going to happen. And I think you put it, it's almost like you're not there. So, and I understand, you know, I work my whole life trying to protect my, I have a hard time with crowds. You know, I pick up people's thoughts, you know, it's just all these voices in my head, you know, when I'm with crowds and I pick up their energies and I work so hard to protect myself so I can go into a crowd and come home and be okay and not have all that on all the, because I'm very empathic. So without having all those energies on me, and I'm finding too, just like you said recently, when I go out and, you know, I'm kind of a hermit, but when I go out and I'm go to the store or go out into the city or so forth, I feel like I'm invisible too. It's almost as if I'm walking, I'm not even walking on concrete, as if I'm just kind of floating past everybody and nobody sees me. Even if I'm with people that I know, nobody, they see me, of course, but nobody sees me. And I don't notice anything or anyone unless they're at a higher vibrational frequency and we make some type of contact.
And they see us, they see us, but they don't notice us. That's what
right. Yes, it's really interesting. And sometimes like people will bump me or they'll get in my way and I'll look at my husband and I'll be like, do they not see me? And he's like, I don't think they do. But it's funny because that's when I start recognizing. I was like, it's, I can walk on a crowded street and people won't move out of their way for me. It's almost as if they'll bump right in front of me as if they haven't seen me. And so I have to jump out of the way. And it always surprises, lately it's surprising me more and more because I'm thinking, I really don't think they see me. They don't acknowledge me. They don't acknowledge that they almost bumped into me or anything. And so I see this shift taking place that I'm really only connecting. And it's not like these people are bad people or there's anything wrong with them. It's just that I'm too connecting with the people that are have awoken or are awakening. And that's where people like you and I, that's our soul's purpose. We're supposed to connect with those people, supposed to help those people, or we're supposed to be on that frequency and no longer, I don't want to use the word bother, but no longer interact or get caught up in the drama of the lower form that, you know, a lot of younger souls or younger people are, you know, caught up in. I feel like I did that. I've done my work. I have awoken. And, you know, I can feel myself moving. And I think that, and yeah, that's what's happening. This is a really exciting conversation.
Oh yeah, really? Yeah, I love the interview with you. It's nice. It's reconfirming for me all the things that I have seen and believed, and I think for many of the listeners that are now listening, that they feel confirmation about their beliefs and experiences.
Yeah,
wonderful to have you, Meredith.
Well, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Yes. So maybe do you have some advice? How we can prepare for next Friday?
You know, one thing that we need to shed, and I keep hearing over and over from my guides, is that we have to shed fear. And so to prepare for next week and to prepare for the shift that's taking place and that's going to move a little faster after next week is to shed fear. Just don't allow it in your life, because the more that you allow fear of any kind into your life, the less power you give yourself and the more power you give those other lower frequencies or those people that that are weighing you down. And so I keep hearing over and over, shed the fear, shed the fear. Don't worry. Just keep, you know, protect yourself. Have positive thoughts. Everyone always says this, and it's so true. Just clear your mind. Have positive thoughts and invite light. Invite the impossible. What we've always been, told is absolutely impossible, invite that into your life, because it's not impossible. It's actually happening. And if you invite it into your life, if you shed the fear and you think, you know, you open up your mind and open up your heart, people are going to really realize this beautiful shift that's taking place. There's nothing to be scared of. I mean, there's a lot of people out there saying, oh, you know, the bad stuff's going to happen. You know, the world's going to end. That's not going to happen. You know, I think that if every single one of us thought that was going to happen, we could probably create the world ending, as the human race ending, but it's not. There's too many people that need and want to reconnect with who they are, who their soul is, and where we're from. So start shedding the fear. Don't allow any negative or fear into your life. And I know it, being human, that's very hard. We live on this earth and it's filled with light and dark. But you'd be surprised how your life begins to how the things you're able to manifest in the way that you feel when you shed that fear and those lower vibrational thoughts.
Yes, have confidence and trust in divine.
Yeah.
Yes, and do you think anything beautiful in a positive way or spectacular will happen on the 21st, like ships in the sky or light ships or anything like that?
You know, I'm not sure. I have heard that we're going to see more in the sky, but because I do so much of my work and my dreams, I feel that on the 21st or right after the 21st, the dream time, people are going to experience a lot of light. So they, what I've been told is that abundance of light exists in the eighth dimension. And so the eighth dimension is going to bring that light down. So a lot of our dream time for most people happens in the fourth dimension. A lot of healers or old souls or people that are awakening or have awoken do a lot of their dream time or do a lot of their work on the sixth dimension in their dream time. But it's the eighth dimension that's filled with so much abundance of light, and that light is going to shine down. Now, if it shines down in waking, to me, that's going to be absolutely amazing. But I being told that people are going to see that light, it's almost going to be so bright that they're going to close their eyes, you know, in their dream time. They're going to cover their eyes for a moment. And people may find themselves covering their eyes physically while they're sleeping because it's going to be so bright. But they're going, and then once they adjust to that bright light, they're going to start seeing a spectrum of high vibrational colors. And I think that my understanding is that that is going to help feed us to be able to raise awareness in waking. So wouldn't that be awesome if we were able to see that in waking too? I imagine that if we all believe that can happen in waking, then it will happen in waking, right?
Beautiful, yes. Yeah, I'm looking forward to these high energies, and they are already very high. With you know, to reach a tipping point, especially the fifth until the sixth, seventh, eighth dimensions, it must be so spectacular.
Yes. Do you find
so beyond words? Yes. Meredith, it's 22:49, so in Holland, so it means that we have about 6 minutes left until we have to sign off. Can you tell the listeners anything important that I have not asked you, but that you wish to share with us?
Oh, sure. Well, I'm going to go back to the dream time because that's where I do most of my work and where I receive all my information. And I would like to share with people that those encounters that you have in your dream time, you may be questioning them. You may find that you're bumping into people that are familiar, unfamiliar, people that have are unearthly beings, ETs, angels, spirits, whoever they are. Those people have messages for you and have guidance for you. And so I would like to tell everybody that when you encounter anyone within your dream time, even if you feel a little bit of fear or unknowing, if you're not sure about the person, stop and ask them why they're there. Because if you ask, most likely they're there, one, because they're your guides, two, because they have a message for you, or three, they're providing, they could be a dream worker, they could be someone that you don't realize that is maybe, you know, across, in another country or, you know, across the United States that is there to provide healing for you. If you find yourself asking more and more in your dream time who these people are, then you're going to realize that it's so much easier to receive messages or just receive answers that you seek in your waking life. A lot of times those dream guides have those answers before you've even thought to ask for them. So the information, your future, is within your dream time. Those, what you need, whatever it is that your soul needs or what you need to be provided with is right there, is being shown to you in your dream time. So I highly recommend, whether you write down your dreams, you draw out your dreams, you talk about your dreams, I highly recommend to begin to recall those dreams and to bring them back into waking, because that's the past, present, and the future that's all happening within your dream time. And it's the more of us that wake up to it, the easier it will be for us to create the future that we need to create for ourselves.
Beautiful. Yes, I must tell you that I have done that sometimes in my life. I wrote down my dreams on a block note. I would wake up at 4 in the morning and start to quickly write that dream, and I could remember a lot of it. But then there are periods in my life that I, you know, don't do it anymore. But I think that's a very good advice that you give here, Meredith, when we wake up, to write down our dreams.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people get discouraged because they only remember pieces of the dreams. So they're like, oh, well, it doesn't matter. I can't remember the whole thing. But the pieces that you remember are usually the most important pieces to remember. That's why you remember. You know, sometimes the details don't matter or half of the dream doesn't matter. But it's what you remember upon waking, whether you remember one image or, you know, 10 images, or if you remember the whole dream. There, every part, every piece plays a part in your life. And so whatever you can remember, whatever you can bring back and write down or share with someone, you'll realize within a day or two that more information comes back with you. You know, we have the power to close that part off, you know, so just open the door, open that back up.
I must tell you that for myself, dreaming is, it's often when I remember it, it's a very interesting story that's unfolding with people that I meet in my life, and it's always an adventure what I dream.
Well, your soul has gone back home or is living its true purpose, its true life, and you're reconnecting with those soul groups or your ET planet. If you are an ET, you're connecting back. Your soul has to stay connected, or, you know, it wouldn't be able to survive in human form. It retrieves the information it needs to be able to survive in human form, and it's reminded of its purpose. So, and you want to see your soul family. You want to know who, that you don't want to forget them. And we may not remember, a lot of us don't remember it in waking, but our soul goes back home.
Yes. Home is where we belong, and home is in the higher realms, in the higher dimensions, in the world of spirit. That's what I'm sure of.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
Yes. Well, it was fantastic to have you on the show, Meredith, and whenever you want to tell me more and that we have missed during this hour, you can always contact me and we'll do another show.
Great. I would love it. Or just, you know, stay in touch. You can always share your dreams with me.
I will.
We'll have to talk after the 21st, even through email or on Skype on our own, and see how what the new year brings us and what's shifted.
Yes, I would love to communicate with you and share experiences, especially about my dream time. And anyone that wants to share their dreams or needs help with their dreaming, they can contact www.ispeakindreams.com and contact Meredith.
Thank you. Yes, anytime.
Yes, and if you go to the BBS radio page / ET First Contact Radio, you can give a contribution to keep this show alive and on air. So I want to thank you, Meredith, and we are going to sign off now. Namaste.
Okay. Thank you.